Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Joe and today I'm looking to help those looking to create a wild card side for double game week 35 and beyond. Not many more game weeks left of the season, so this has got to set us up nicely for the duration for those that are wildcarding. This will hopefully be handy for those not wildcarding as well, so you know what you're up against and also which transfers to target. Before we go on, just a reminder, do press that like button. It really helps us out. And do remember to subscribe so you keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a look at how to set up a wildcard team. Most people wildcarding will have already got that. They'll all be familiar with the players and the teams they're targeting. But this is just a useful reminder for that. So we'll look at the fixtures. I've then got some stats about defence. For my own wildcard team, I've got a lot of problems with defence. I'm not sure who to go for. I'm not sure if I want anyone. But we can't have an all-out attack chip anymore. I'll also look at the best attacking players. This is from a table that we also featured on FPL General Show earlier this week as well. So I'll just sort of recap on that. And then I'll put a wildcard draft up on screen. This will be different to the one I put up for my own team. Do have a look at that video and listen to that podcast. Myself and Tom did that, and sort of a team selection wildcard video earlier this week. So do have a look at that as well. This one's slightly different, mainly because I'm starting to get a little bit nervous about single game week players and just how good they are. Just for one match, so I think they might do better than double game weekers, and they might be needed for some of those other fixtures that are around. So for example, well, I'll put the fixtures up in a sec, but game week 35 and 37 are double game weeks, 36 and 38 aren't. So we need to be thinking about all of those fixtures, not just the doubles. Okay, let's put the fixtures up. This shows what we're looking at here, and this shows where we should be targeting our transfers. We should be looking at these top teams here. These are ones that are doubling, not just in 35, just two teams there. Chelsea and Tottenham are doubling in 35. But you've also got teams, Chelsea and Tottenham are doubling again in 37, and Newcastle and Man City and Manchester United and Brighton, they all double then. So varying degrees should be targeting them. This I've got up on screen, and for those listening on the podcast, I've got a list of the fixtures that are coming up, and I've sorted it by difficulty as well. And this shows that understandably those with a double game week are top there, but they're also top because they've got good fixtures around it. So for example, Chelsea are top, but in game week 36 they play West Ham. I know they've just been beaten heavily by Arsenal, but Arsenal are a very, very good side. West Ham perhaps not as good as Arsenal, so I would expect returns there. Chelsea's last game is against Bournemouth at home. Really good fixtures there. Newcastle, for example, Sheffield United at home, single game week for them, but that's a great fixture at home. Likes of Gordon, Isak, and their defence as well. Looks like a very good fixture. Game week 36, promoted side again. They are away to Burnley. And then in game week 37, quite a nice double actually. Brighton and Manchester United. I wish I could have more than three Newcastle players. I really like their fixtures. And they finished the season away at Brentford. Tottenham are looking good. Mixed bag of fixtures, I think. But nevertheless, it's a huge quantity here. Arsenal, Chelsea, tough double in 35. Bullets a double. 36, they've got Liverpool. Liverpool can concede. Burnley and Man City at home. Burnley fixture's great in 37. Man City as well. Tottenham do well, all right at Man City, particularly at home. Sheffield United away, game week 38. It's a really good run of fixtures. Man City themselves, Nottingham Forest away in game week 35. Then Wolves at home, 36. Great fixtures. Fulham, Tottenham away, 37. Good double. And West Ham at home to finish off the season. So I'd want a bit of action there from Man City. Meanwhile, you've got Arsenal further down this list in terms of difficulty. They've got Tottenham away, North London derby, and they just, you know, annihilated Chelsea this week in the remaining game for Chelsea in for Arsenal in game week 34, which as you're watching this now is still going on. Bournemouth at home in game week 36 for Arsenal. They've got Manchester United away in 37. That's not actually too bad. I don't mind that. And Everton at home in game week 38. So I want lots of Arsenal players for those fixtures as well. So I've got my eye on those game week 36 and game week 38 as well. Liverpool, let's have a look at them. West Ham away, so it's pretty good. Jota's injured for a couple of weeks. That should mean guaranteed starts for the likes of Diaz and Salah, you would hope. Tottenham at home in game week 36. I've Villa away in 37. So that sort of puts me off Liverpool a bit. But then they got Wolves at home. So I want to be targeting a transfer or two maybe on Liverpool players in game week 38 as well as Arsenal players. So they're the fixtures there. Around that as well, Wolves are interesting. The game week 36, Man City, that's tough away for them. And they got Liverpool away in 38. But Luton at home, 35. So, and Crystal Palace at home in 37. So you don't necessarily need a double game week players. Play like Ait Nouri. Now on Tom Freeman's wildcard team, we did a team video I mentioned earlier. He's got Ait Nouri on his bench there. He's going to bench boost Ait Nouri in 37 at home to Crystal Palace. So, you know, he feels that those single game weekers can match the double game weekers. So I think what's happening this week is everyone's gone double game week mad. There's a lot of players injured or doubts. Palmer didn't show up for Chelsea last night. I'm recording this on Wednesday lunchtime, by the way, just to timestamp like this. So, you know, will he be fit for the weekend? You would hope so. Haaland, absent from training. Will he be fit for the Brighton game this week? Will he be fit for the weekend? Foden, not seen in training. So there's a doubt around him, but that could be for any reasons. So meanwhile, as I said, with Jota's illness as well, so that throws up sort of Liverpool assets up in the air if you're not wildcarding. As I said, I'm not keen on Liverpool with a wildcard. But yeah, looking at those injury doubts there, particularly for City and Chelsea and Spurs as well. Porro has been injured. Will he be? There's rumours that he's back in training. Will he be fit and ready to go? Richarlison, will he be fit and ready to go? There's lots and lots of injury doubts up in the air as well. So for me, coping with the injuries, not avoiding too many single game weekers who are good, and also that defence as well. I'm really keen on making sure I get better defenders. Now I've got Ben White in my normal team, and he's just got 26 points in the double. Great, fantastic. Would I be ready to remove him after that? And given that he's absolute key player to field in 36, I can happily bench boost Ben White at 37. Away to Manchester United, and he's got Everton at home, 38. Imagine he's going to be playing all of those. Looks integral to the defence. When Tomiyasu's coming in, he's coming in on the left. So Ben White seems to be secure. Let's have a look at some players, and then I'll show my wildcard team and see what we've got there. So let's have a look at some defenders. So I've highlighted here those that aren't doubling. And this, I've sorted it by chances created. Top of this list is Robertson, doesn't double for Liverpool. He's got 18 chances created, couple of shots inside the box and an assist. saying 34 corners. This is over his last six matches. All of these figures for the last six matches they played. Minutes per baseline bonus, really strong. So if Liverpool keep a clean sheet, Robertson could be in the bonus there. He's getting a baseline bonus, which is the points that go towards the bonus points, every 4.7 minutes, which is a very good. Gusto is next. I mentioned injury doubts. He's another injury doubt at the moment. I don't know what the problem is there. I'm probably personally going to avoid at the moment, unless I get something concrete. If I'm getting him in for a double in 35 and 37, I don't want an injury doubt. I want they're going to play. And at the moment, even if he's fit for 35, will he be for 37? There's clearly some medical issue going on there. Nevertheless, he's created 15 chances over his last six matches. He has got an assist, no goal, and a clean sheet, and his expected goal involvement has been 1.3 over the last six matches, similar to Robertson. His minutes per baseline bonus strong, 5.5. Okay, so Reguilón is another one. Brentford. Now, when we did the our team selection video with Tom, we had a live chat there, and there was at least one in the live chat was saying, what about single game? Because what about Brentford? And Brentford have Everton away, game week 35. Got Fulham at home, 36, very strong. Bournemouth away, 37. Newcastle at home, 38. Reguilón and Bomo, Wissa. These are all quite good picks, I would say, for single game weekers, whether you're wildcarding or not. But a risky wildcard would have one of these players in. And Reguilón, he's got 10 chances created, 4 assists his last 6 matches, taking 3 corners, minutes per baseline bonus strong again, around 5 minutes he's getting a bonus, a baseline point for his bonus points. So yeah, really strong. I wouldn't put people off that. Ben White is another next one. I mentioned him earlier. 6 million, 2 shots inside the box, 10 chances created, 2 goals. Got a brace last night. 6 clean sheets, 6 matches. Brilliant. He's pretty nailed on to start. Minutes per baseline bonus, pretty strong, 7.1. Got maximum bonus last night, despite getting a yellow card. But obviously the brace helps there and the clean sheet. Trippier is next. Will he be fit? I mentioned injuries. He's still injured as far as we know. I'm going to swerve him. I think in the Newcastle defence, I think you can go for Dan Burn, and I think you can go for Fabian Scher as well, or even Dubravka. You can tap into their defence, and they've all got, for Burn and Scher, they've got goal scoring potential there. But Trippier, nevertheless, 9 chances created. I've sorted this all by chances created, really. I'm just going for attacking sort of assist potential, mainly. 23 corners, that underlines his potential there. Alexander-Arnold, I'm very tempted to get him in. He's just that little bit too much for my budget, 8.4. As I said, I don't quite like Liverpool until game week sort of 38, really. I don't think, especially from a defensive point of view, but, you know, you get him for attacking returns. He's had created 8 chances. He has got a goal. He has got an assist over his last 6 matches. His expected goal involvement is 1.38 over last six, which is good for a defender. Very tempted to get him in. I wish he was 7.4. I think I would get him then. Just get good players, good teams. The old mantra. Rico Lewis, Man City. I'll rattle through the last ones because we want to sort of plow on and sort of keep this to be a short video. Rico Lewis, I don't think many people go there because of minutes risk. Nevertheless, he's created 8 chances. Cucurella, minutes risk again. Chilwell could be back, could supplant him there. As a Brighton fan, Cucurella was good. It's good to see him actually getting some returns. He's got a couple of assists in his last 6 matches, created 8 chances. Dallow at Manchester United is interesting. I think with Manchester United, with Burnley at home in 35, the double is tough from a defensive point of view. So I'd want attacking defenders, I think. So that's why I'm sort of put off Onana, and I'm a bit more keen on Dallow because he could get an assist over against Arsenal or Newcastle, particularly Newcastle. He's got Brighton away at the end, Crystal Palace away in 36. So 5.2 million. He's created 7 chances. He has got an assist in his last 6 matches, so he's got the potential there. Guardiola at Man City, it's a minutes risk. Ake's back. Will he play? that sort of veers me towards Edison rather than Guardiola. But I think if I did go for a Man City defender, it would be him, because he has got a goal. He has got an assist and 7 shots inside the box, 6 chances created last 6 matches, expected goal involvement of 1.91, which I think it is indeed, of all of these players, that is the highest over the last 6 matches. And the last name is Porro. He has got a goal over his last 6 matches and currently flagged. I'm keen. He's probably the only, with a doggy out, he's the only one I'm interested in from Spurs in defence. I don't think I'm going to get any clean sheets. Maybe 1-37 at Burnley. Last game away to Sheffield United. Sheffield United's last game in the Premier League. Tottenham can't keep a clean sheet. I just can't quite see it there. But Porro's the only one I'm interested in. Let's have a look at some attackers, some attacking players. As I said, I'll sort of sketch over this one because do have a look at FPL General's team selection video I did with him earlier in the week, where we look at this in much more detail. But I'll just go through the names, and I've highlighted there's a number of double game weekers here, I actually think these are just attackers in terms of just forwards, okay? So because I think a lot of the midfielders are, anyway, well, I'll put my draft up in a second. You'll see that a lot of them are just sort of nailed for me anyway. But Isak, minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty, every 110 minutes. Got 7 goals and an assist, 8 attacking returns in his last 6 matches. Totally nailed on in my team. Haaland, injury doubt, but he's got 3 goals, 2 assists, 5 attacking returns in his last 6 matches. Created 6 chances, but he's 14.2 and could be injured. Mateta, he's going to be the one that gets away. No one's going to have him who's wildcarding, but he has got 5 goals and an assist in his last 6 matches. Crystal Palace's fixtures are strong. Fulham away, and then Manchester United, Wolves and Aston Villa. They are all sort of blue for easiness in the season ticker at Fantasy Football Scout. Jackson at Chelsea didn't do much last night against Arsenal, but has potential. He's got 3 goals in his last 6 matches he's played and 2 assists, 5 attacking returns. I think he's worth a go. He escaped a yellow card last night against Arsenal, so he's good to go in 35. I think I'm going to give him a go. Pedro at Brighton's not going to get much interest. He's only got 1 goal in his last 6 matches, is on pens, but is playing out wide. I think he will be used in whatever role. We could, there's an injury to Welbeck, who could play up front as well. He's sort of an also-ran for me for a wild card. Hoyland, the same thing. He's just not getting a return. He's got 3 goals in his last 6 matches, but if you look at the last, say, 6 game weeks, I haven't sorted by game weeks because it's different with double game weeks and blanks. But if you did that, it wouldn't be strong. I think he seems to have a role of occupying defences, while Garnacho, Fernandes, Anthony, even Rashford, they're the ones who are getting, McTominay, they're the ones who are getting returns when they're getting attacking returns there. Watkins at Aston Villa, I think I'm tempted by him if the Haaland injury looks serious. He is 8.9 now. I can't remember what I sold him for, but I obviously regret selling him 3 or 4 weeks ago. Got 3 goals and 2 assists over the last 6 matches. And created 6 chances as well. So because he could be the one of only 3 players, I believe, to get 20 goals and 20 assists. I think I've got that right. A season. I think only Luis Suarez and Henry, I think, have only achieved that. But yeah, I'm sure people in the live chat, please do correct me on that one. But I think he could be joining an elite group of creative goal scorers. Solanke is next as well. Less on the assist potential there, just goals. Just goals, goals, goals for Bournemouth. I'm not too interested in Bournemouth. They've got Brighton at home, 35. That's good. But then they've got Arsenal in 36 away. Brentford at home in 37. Chelsea away in 38. It's okay. I don't know if you get an optimum returns from him, but nevertheless, Solanke's got 4 goals in his last 6 matches. Okay, let's have a look at a wildcard draft. Now, this is going to be similar to most of them. There are differences you can do. So this is my sort of latest one. And I have got a couple of players here who aren't doubling in game week 37. So I'll run through this and then I'll sort of dwell on some of these players So I'll run through this for the benefit of those listening to the podcast version. Currently, this bus team here has got Petrovic in goal. So I've gone Petrovic over Gusto. Pedro Porro, hope he's well. Dalot and Byrne, both at home, two promoted sides. And in a 3-5-2, I've got Son, currently with the armband, because I don't know what's happening with Palmer. Whilst Palmer I love, and obviously he's amazing, if he's not playing, I can't get any points from him. So I would like to put the armband on him, but if he's in any way a doubt, I think I might just go for Son. I don't know. It's going to be a tricky one. That's going to be down to the wire. Do watch the team news or listen to the podcast of the team news with myself and Neil later in the week. I've got Anthony Gordon home to Sheffield United. There is no way I'm not having Anthony Gordon at home to a promoted side in this wildcard. I've got Foden. He remains to be seen whether he'll be well and fit going for this match, but he's away to Nottingham Forest. Fernandez at Manchester United at home to Burnley. He's in good form. Manchester United may be conceding, but he is in good form. Nicholas Jackson and Isak are my two strikers here. Jackson, I'm happy to give a go. He's in the Darwin slot of strikers I'm going to be inevitably disappointed by. And Isak at home to Sheffield United. He is an absolute lock. On my bench, I've got Edison. Ready for that game week 37 double there. Also happy to play in most weeks. Haaland is on the bench because I think from all the rumours look to be that he's not going to play against Brighton in game week 34 on Thursday, which would mean I'd need to see him pictured in training and actively in training. I've seen him pictured in training before around Christmas and I kept him. But that was sort of pictured on his own. I need to see him actively in training with other blokes kicking a ball into a net. That's what I need to see. And I don't know if I'm going to see that in time for Saturday. So he's going to be an injury doubt for me. But I do have backups here. So Palmer's an injury doubt. Haaland's an injury doubt. I do want to keep them for game week 37. Haaland's a player that I'm going to want to get in. And Palmer, I've got money tied up in as well. So on my bench, I've got Ben White and Gabriel. Now, what has been one of the success stories in recent weeks, or indeed this season? Double Arsenal defence. And Ben White, I got him in about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I've documented this a lot on the videos I do with Tom Freeman. I always wonder why Tom was getting 10 points more than me every week. And then I isolated it, Ben White. And what happened this week, if I hadn't have got him in, so I've had him for 2 or 3 weeks, he gets points when other Arsenal defenders don't. So, yes, they didn't get a clean sheet the other week. Ben White came off before 60 minutes before the goals were scored, so he ended up getting a clean sheet. He can get an assist where the others can't. I'm a bit worried about these pesky short corners Arsenal are taking. They should be aiming at Gabriel's head. And or Saliba, but they're not doing that. And Ben White can also score. He scored a brace last night. He's top defender for a good reason. I just thought, why remove him? And I've got Gabriel there because he might get me a goal. But yeah, it's just that clean sheet potential there for Arsenal. I'm happy to play them most weeks. I'm happy for them to come in against Tottenham if needed. I'm going to field both of them game week 36 at home to Bournemouth. I'm going to field both of them away to Manchester United in the double game week. But I might remove one of them because I might get double game week fever. But I just think, you know, who's going to be better amongst defenders than those two? Have an answer in the live chat. Please do. Please put some recommendations in because in the absence of other choices, I'm going to go for one of these lads. And also they are home to Everton. So I'm going to feel both of them then as well. So why, you know, deny myself one of the success stories of this season, I think. So issues to think about there. I've sort of gone through some of them. Porro, if Porro is not fit and ready to go, I mean, I don't anticipate much from him anyway, but it could get attacking returns there. Then there will be a bit of a rethink. I might therefore look to, instead of burn, get share. And so in order to, by the way, I've only got 0.6 in the bank for this one. So I haven't got enough on its own to do burn to share. So I'd use Poro's money to do that. Burn, upgrade to share. And then I'd probably go for maybe Van Heck or Lewis Dunk at Brighton, just because I'm a Brighton fan and have a bit of coverage in the double. Lewis Dunk's the one I'd really want, though. The captaincy, I want it on Palmer, but I'm okay with it on Son. I'm not anticipating much in the Arsenal game, but it is a North London derby, so you never know. I actually think maybe this double game week's best avoided. Maybe Gordon's the best one. And so the other issues are, yeah, defenders, really. I don't like any of the Man City defenders, so Ederson gets the nod for me. I don't like any of the Chelsea defenders, especially if Gusto's continue being injured, so Petrovic gets the nod there. In terms of the defence, I want a Newcastle defender, so Cher or Burn. That's going to depend on budget. I prefer Cher, but Burn will do. Dalot, I think I prefer to Onana because I don't know about the clean sheets. I think they'll get a clean sheet in 35. But I think Dalot has got that assist potential. But I don't totally rule Onana out. And then across the middle, yeah, it's Palmer's not going to go anywhere. I just need to get coverage for him on a bench, really. And Foden, I hope he's well. If he's not, I will probably get Brennan Johnson in for Spurs for Foden. But then it sort of books in a transfer, so I'm less keen on that. And the other issue, yeah, defence. White and Gabriel. If you can think of a better defenders than Ben White and Gabriel, please say that on the live chat. Call it the live chat. I'm used to streaming so much. In the chat below, so in the comments section below the line, do let me know about defenders, because that's the one I'm really concerned about. There's not much I can do about the injuries apart from adapt to them. So we'll know more towards the end of the week around them. Okay, I'm gonna go now. Hope that's been of use to you. I hope that's been of interest. Big issues around double versus single game week players. Big issues around defence, I think, on a wild card. Big issues about who to captain in game week 35. And also, I don't think there's big issues around. The thing I don't think there's a big issue around is Newcastle. Newcastle, great fixtures in the single weeks they've got, and their double as well. I just think triple up there. Try and triple up on Man City, and I think don't take your eye off Arsenal. Have a bit of Arsenal in there. At least have a plan to get Arsenal back in. And in game week 38, I'm hoping with this I don't have to use a transfer in 36. I can use maybe one in 37 to get sort of maximise that bench boost. And in 38, I can use two transfers. And really, I'm looking at Liverpool and Arsenal there, but a lot's going to depend on whether the league's wrapped up for City, for Arsenal, maybe for Liverpool, and so to see, you know, who's in the running there, what they've got to play for as well. Also, I like home games in game week 38. I know away players can do well in that week, but I do like that sort of last hurrah in front of home fans, and that could be good. But yeah, good luck with your wildcard decisions. Good luck with your decisions if you're not wildcarding. Good luck for the rest of the season. Plenty more videos and podcasts coming this week. Thanks a lot for your time. Take care. See you soon.